This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Jurgensen behind the net. Point right side, a shot, and perfect stop by Ruskin. The rebound, they score. And that was batted at in front. Looks like it was Chafee who got a piece of it. And this game is tied at one with 7:39 to go here in the second. Here's Gensel to Chernak, a shot. He scores off the bar and in. Top shelf, and Eric Chernak has given the Lightning a 2-1 lead. Ekblad hands there to Reinhardt. Reinhardt just inside the line. Long shot, save made, rebound, they score! And it's Aaron Ekblad crashing the net, and the Panthers have tied this game at 2 with 3:47 to play in the third. Aaron Ekblad picks up the rebound, and this game is tied. Long shot to the far point, they score! They score! This one took a bounce out front, and the Panthers have taken a 3-2 lead with 3:36 to play. Seth Jones put it to the net, and that one deflects in, and the Panthers are up a goal. 10 seconds, puck play to the front of the goal, bounces away, Rodriguez to Bennett, Bennett to the empty net, and he just missed wide, but the final horn will sound, and the Panthers take a 3-1 series lead, a 4-2 come from behind win here tonight for the Panthers over the Lightning. The Panthers will have a chance now to move on to round two come Wednesday night's game five.
Panthers get the win in game four. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaOfHollywood.com.
All right, Doug Plagan's on the call and always does a great job with that guy sitting next to him who I've known for a long, long time, Billy Lindsay, Panthers radio analyst. And every game got a little different personality, and I'm really liking every friggin' one of them. These things are so much fun, especially when I hear guys telling, I don't like them. I hate them. It's unbelievable. Billy, good morning. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Joe. Yeah, this series has a little bit of everything, and we saw it to the extremes last night in the Panthers when the coaches don't like each other. Well, they like each other. They respect, but they've been going back and forth, the hits. It's been nasty, it's been mean, and the Panthers found a way to grind one out. And the margin of errors in the playoffs, Joe, are so slim. You look at the time frame, 2 goals in 11 seconds for Tampa in the second, and we have 2 goals in the third in 11 seconds by the Panthers. There's 4 goals scored in 22 seconds in one of the best defensive games that you can see all around. So it exploded for a few seconds, and then the rest of it was just hard to really even get a shot on goal.
Yeah. We've been talking about what your take's going to be on this next topic here, and that's Aaron Ekblad with the forearm to Brandon Hagel right away. This morning I said, hey, man, that's he and Barkey been together a long time, both first-round picks. They've been through it all here. I got my guys back. He's one of the best players, and I'm taking care of this, and it doesn't matter, and everybody knows it's coming. Would you agree with that or no?
Not necessarily. I think that on the Hagel play, that Hagel gets the puck on the boards there, and Ekblad's trying to come down. I don't believe it's a malicious intent to go after the head. He's looking to do a forearm shove and push him off his skates and hopefully kind of get him in the chest. It gets into the head, and that's where it starts to get into that dicey area. it wasn't a retribution play by Ekblad. He knows that Hagel's down there. He wants to put him on the seat of his pants. But we've seen it all throughout this series. It's just the way that it's been played, and there's been a hit to talk about every game that's been kind of controversial. Yeah. I'm not going to get too much further into it. We'll let the league deal with it, and everyone move on. What you have to happen now, Joe, is with everything that's happening off the ice and the chaos on the ice, whoever the 18 skaters and couple goaltenders that you have to roll with, go with it. Because there's injuries, suspensions. Let the league figure it out. Let the refs, whatever. You only can do what it's already happened, right? And whatever decision is made, you got to move forward. So whatever comes out of it, I just firmly believe Ekblad was going in there and trying to make a hit. I don't see the eyes right on the head, and it just rose up, and that was a dangerous hit, and we'll see what ensues out of it.
Yeah, you're a nice hockey guy today. Well, I'll tell you what, we're looking at that going, wow, all right. Hey, I tell you what, the five-minute major penalty kill, unbelievable. We were talking about this. When you get one of those, and you've been out there defensively for those things, what percentage of the time would you say that somebody's able to kill five? It's hard enough with two, but somebody's got a really good power play for 5 minutes.
Yeah, it goes extremely tough, and the penalty killing for the Panthers has been extraordinary throughout this series. Tampa got a power play goal in game number one, and they've been shut down ever since, and this is the fifth-ranked power play in the NHL. Very dangerous. Kucherov, all those type of players, the percentage-wise that I would give on it that you get through a five-minute major unscathed is, it probably happens 30-40% of the time at least. Kind of into that category. The surprising part of it, Joe, is that Tampa Bay didn't get one shot on net. So the percentage of that happening in a five-minute power play, I would say that maybe 2 to 5% of the time the other team won't get a shot on the net. So that's what makes it
crazy.
Equally more impressive. And, Joe, you could hear the building erupt. And then when we thought we had the tying goal on our own power play mere seconds later, and kind of shows the fortitude of this team. They kill that penalty. They get a goal taken off the board, and they just keep after it until they find a way to get it done.
So I got a take on this because everybody go, man, what a comeback. And I'm like, I think about all these playoff games they played the last couple years. They've done some things like this, and I just think when you're together, and I know it wasn't from the superstars last night. It was a couple of defensemen, Ekblad and Jones, got the goals. But it's kind of like the Kansas City Chiefs in football. Like, they always seem to find a way to win. I know they didn't win the Super Bowl, but they find a way in the playoffs. They find a way in the regular season. And I just feel like this Panthers team, it's not luck. And people, they got a lucky bounce or this. No, man, that team expects to win. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I would agree with that. And, Joe, you've been on teams that have won and gone significant distances in football. And once you get to that belief in that locker room, you can feel it. It's palpable. And that's the big thing. You're sitting there, it's 2-1. It's okay, just keep going through it. There's calm behind the bench. There's a lot of talk. And both sides can be said for this, even on the Tampa Bay side. And this is they're closely matched up. But you can see behind, Paul Maurice is not overreacting. He's getting down to three lines. They're continuing to push. And they're looking for a bounce. They're looking for a break. And they finally get it. Just a simple shot on net, rebounds. And this team isn't built like Tampa. The star end power is a little bit higher on the Lightning side. But the overall depth for the Panthers is a little bit deeper. And that's how they score goals. They throw pucks at net. They get to rebounds. It's an ugly style. And most of the goals are not going to be Picasso's. They're going to be finger paint.
So
you just kind of doodling on, and that's what happened.
So I always wonder now, they have played, so they know each other extremely well at this point. I mean, a lot of these guys they see each other on their national teams to playing against each other. There's no love. What can you change now as you get ready to go back up to Tampa Bay for this next game? Like, what kind of things can you change? Like, what else can you do? You've shown everything. So what do you try to clean up?
If you're the Panthers, I thought that's a pretty clean game. The rebound goal by Chafee that they scored to make it 1-1, that's a play, but there's not a lot of breakdowns on the play. And then the one quickly after that by Chernik is just throwing the puck to the net. So what Paul Maurice wants is this team to be really good defensively with the structure. It was there last night.
Yeah.
And on the other side, Tampa's really good with what they do. But on the first goal that the Panthers scored by Lundell, there was a massive breakdown defensively by the Lightning. Five players trapped on the same side of the ice. Marchand wins a foot brace. Lundell's open in front of the net. So you get trapped, and there's no way Lundell should have that kind of time. So there's one breakdown. And then on the Ekblad goal, there's a switch. Gensel's with Ekblad, and he comes down, and Gensel leaves and goes to the point, and that and Braden Point was responsible. And they, both those players just get caught watching the puck. And all of a sudden, Ekblad comes down Los Olas there with all kinds of space. Yeah. It should never happen at this time of the year. So that's where the Panthers have been a little bit better. They just haven't had those clear, or you could say just blatant breakdowns. You've made Tampa earn pretty much everything in this series. I would not change a lot. Both sides want their power play to be a little bit better. But Paul Maurice's team revolves around defense first, and then we're just going to throw pucks, and we're going to live and die by our strategy. And you talked about the hunger and the belief in the locker room. Eventually, they find that they're going to get away, and that was the case last night. And that is one you mark in the archives. That's one of the historic playoff games that we have seen. There's been a few of them, but that is one that you can definitely mark in there.
By the way, how about the fan base and reaction and the way this thing has grown, especially over the last few years? There for a while between Billy, your really good teams and the old Miami Arena, I was a little worried about, like, not that they were going to leave. I didn't think they were going to leave, but ownership was a little shaky, and it was just like, you know, like, oh man, guys were coming here. They're getting guys to come down that were on their last, working on their 401k and having the Canadian families come down here for the spring break. And then they get this thing going, and the fan base is incredible the way it's been. Have you been surprised?
I'm not surprised because I saw it in the early 90s. We won, and Miami Arena was loud. It was off the chains, and we grabbed the heartbeat of the city, and we built the brand, and it kind of got knocked down year after year, and with all that kind of losing, and you have to suffer in life sometimes to get the rewards at the end. And so you suffer for a little bit, and you get really great ownership in Mr. Viola. He's committed. You get Bill Zito, Paul Maurice, all the office staff, and everyone in this organization. You can go throughout. There's stability, and we haven't had that in a long time. And all of a sudden, you're telling your fan base, well, next year's going to be the year. Next year's going to be the year. Okay, you put together, you get some players to build around, and now you make the playoffs five straight years. Okay, well, the fan base is saying, now I got some trust. I got a reason why I should go to the games. They're investing in this team. And then on the other side of it, you go watch this team play. They earn every cent of you coming to the rink. Like, you pay money. They're giving their heart and soul. What more could you want from an athlete when you go and watch them play? They give you every single ounce that they've had. So am I surprised? Not so much. You had to win. You got to build it up. But they've earned it. And I knew this was there. It's a hockey town when it needs to be. There's enough support around here. But you've got to be able to have that faith back into the fan base. And that goes all directly to ownership, Mr. Viola, all the way down to building the stability, a lot like Wayne Huizenga did when we initially started this team.
Yeah, that's a good point. And by the way, the core of superstars, the Reinhardt and Bennett and Verhage and Barkov and Tkachuk and Big Bob, and that list of core guys to keep them together has just been unbelievable. Really well put. By the way, I remember those days, man. You guys out kissing the big girls out there in the parking lot and glad to see them out there. And is it okay? I think we said that. But no, you guys were great with the fans. Man, you went to birthday party. You remember the stuff you guys did, Billy, in the early years? Like, you went to everything.
Yeah, we were signing autographs everywhere after practice. We had to sign at least 100, 200, and then as we got better, it was like 300 autographs every day after practice. But I was in flip-flops. Joe, I was in flip-flops and shorts. You want me to hang out for a few hours in the sun in the winter? Yeah. Man, I'll take my hat off. I'll get a suntan here. I'll talk to some fans.
Yeah, that's a good way.
Some of those fans are still my friends today, and it's come full circle. Now the guys got boats. They're driving golf cars to practice, and they want to win.
Yeah.
So, hey.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, I remember getting down there, and I thought, oh, my gosh, this is un-friggin' believable that we get to do this. Yeah. And here we are again, and this is the greatest version that we have ever seen of the Panthers with a Stanley Cup championship and trying to rerun it back one more time. We are in the glory days right now of this Panther. It was good in the early 90s. It's about as good as it's ever been here now.
Oh, I got you. I'm with you on that. Hey, Bill, as always, man, thank you so much for coming on.
All right, Joe. Thank you.
All
have a great day.
You too. Bill Lindsay, Panthers radio analyst, as you can hear him right here on Sports Radio 560 WQAM. Hey, by the way, before I forget, Marlon's going to be back in town after this Dodgers series. The Oakland A's are coming to town. The Dodgers, they'll be in town, by the way, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And by the way, a ton of great giveaways, a ton of really good stuff. And then on top of that, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the world champion L.A. Dodgers will be in town with that show. Matter of fact, they've got two more games left with them. Lost in 10 innings last night. We'll be telling you more about all the giveaways that you're going to be able to get. But plan on taking the family out. They got great stuff just about every game for the kids with giveaways and specials that they're running with food and everything else. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we started together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Right back.
Time for your weather brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law from youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is more good weather, Joe. 79 degrees, no rain.
All right. So, man, the weather.
The drought continues.
Hey, if this is a drought, keep it rolling, man. It's been great. Been great. We'll have plenty of time. I always say this. Those afternoon thunderstorms are coming soon. We'll have all the lightning and thunder and rain you could ever want. Right around the corner. We just enjoy this for a little while, man. Just a little bit.
Well, I think it's like the plants and the trees and stuff that don't like droughts.
Use your water. Use the water we have.
Okay.
Fill it all back up. Anyway, hey, Woody, we've what a crazy day, man. We're going to have Charles Davis join us coming up here. We're going to talk to him. Boy, he had a busy Thursday, Friday, and Saturday on all the coverage for NFL Network and the draft in Green Bay. Talked to him about that. 200,000 people. Woody, it had to be 150,000. I know some of them were in the stadium, but that had to be 150,000, 160,000 people just standing there waiting for picks. It was packed.
It's not for me standing in, you know, massive people like that.
Of the 18 million watching.
Oh, yeah, I'll watch, but I don't know, man. Standing in a crowd of a couple hundred thousand, wondering how you're going to get to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Not for me. But
that'd be as I've gotten older, that would definitely be a problem.
Even as a young man, I don't think.
That would definitely be a problem.
You got to be a serious fan, though, man, to stand out there and I don't know what you can see. I don't think most of those people could see anything from there. I guess it's about being there.
Being the whole thing and, yeah.
It's an experience, I suppose.
Never been to Lambeau and wanted to see it?
Yeah,
see a game, but
you'd rather
Lambeau.
Go see a game.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Yep.
I know you always tell me we need to go there, but
I think it's fantastic. I do. By the way, so we got to find out, man. I got up this morning. All right. Panther, you know, the Heat are just getting destroyed today because they lost by 55 and 37 in their two home games. So they're bad and they got swept. But, man, I think everybody wants to know what Pat Riley's got to say about this. Get that over the next couple of days. He'll be talking and figuring out what do you do? What can you do? I don't have a whole lot to trade, do you?
I wouldn't think so.
I know that. Are they going to say we can't get rid of Bam? Like to keep Bam, I'm sure. I don't know, man. But they got to shake some things up for sure. And get some new faces from new places here with this team. Hey, by the way, we're not done. We're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to have Charles Davis join us. As I said, you'll see him, CBS analyst for football season. And, of course, all things NFL Network during the draft, at Senior Bowl and everything else. We'll get a breakdown of the Miami Dolphins draft and some of the big stories at the NFL draft, including the big one right now, Mr. Sanders going in the fifth round to Cleveland. We'll have all that for you next.